Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force continues to issue recommendations calling for fewer and fewer screening tests for cancer, while the American Cancer Society and medical professionals in general are pushing for more of these tests. So why do these groups continue to recommend screenings that are being proven to be useless or harmful? Well, it's the money, of course. Screening tests are a multi-billion dollar business, and they generate potential patients for hospitals and other organizations that promote them. On the heels of a recent announcement that we should discontinue PSA screening for all men, the task force is now issuing a statement that there's no benefit for Pap tests for women under the age of 21. The rates of detection are low and the incidence of false positives is very high. The group also recommended discontinuing screening for women 65 and older. In the same issue of the Annals of Internal Medicine in which these findings were announced, the task force also announced that testing for the human papillomavirus was also not advisable. The evidence shows that there's little benefit of such testing, that infections with HPV generally are common, and they go away on their own, only increasing the risk of cancer if they persist for a year or longer. Additionally, biopsies and other follow-up tests weaken the cervix. Therefore, increased testing in response to positive and mostly meaningless findings will result in more harm than good. The American Cancer Society actually plans to issue contrary guidelines at the same time as the task force, showing its refusal to use scientific evidence as the basis for its findings and affirming its place as one of the worst or perhaps the worst disease groups in the country. So I think it's obviously up to the public to say no to these useless and harmful tests because there's no sign that the cancer industry or the medical profession are going to back off of their recommendations to have these tests performed. So you might remember I did a message not too long ago, or a couple of them, on the Newsweek cover story, which was the one word that can save your life. And when you opened it to the story, the answer was no. And we all need to get good at saying no to these useless and harmful tests and drugs and procedures that doctors and health groups want us to subject ourselves to. That's all for now, and have a great day.